Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. When we were children, I'm sure most of us had opportunities to play with puppets, particularly the type of puppets where there were strings attached to their arms and legs, so that when we pulled them, the puppets would move in different directions based upon the way we pulled the strings. And of course, this can be very entertaining for children, particularly if they get to see a show where a master puppeteer is controlling the puppets and having them do all sorts of things. But the sad thing is, we're not very different than puppets. Let me explain. We could walk into a restaurant, and the waitress could comment on the way that we look, like commenting on how nice our outfit looked, and we might feel like $1 million, like everything was going well, and we are on top of the world. Our puppet string of self-esteem had been pulled up, but later that same day, we may run into an old friend, and they may comment on how tired and exhausted we look, and our puppet string may be pulled down, and we feel very ashamed and upset and sad about our lives. It's amazing how other people, because of what they say about us, pulls our puppet strings, and our emotions go up and down throughout our lives. We are greatly affected by the way people say things to us and what we think they think about us. Let me give you really two good examples of this. When I was in high school, I remember being in a speech class, and the professor queried us on the point of, why do students work so hard at getting the letters on their jackets? What he was referring to is when you did a sport for varsity, you were given a patch that you could put on your jacket, and it was called a letter, and that was based upon your succeeding in that sport. And everyone gave different answers why people got them and what it meant to them. But the bottom line was, people got them so that other people would think highly of them. It was sort of like a badge of honor saying, I've made it. I'm successful. You ought to think highly of me. I do. Don't you? And now we can laugh at that as we're adults thinking, well, that's silly. But does it change that much? I remember when I was working on my PhD, other students saying the main thing they were looking forward to is that when they went to a restaurant and they were called by their name, they'd be called Dr. So-and-so. That was the main thing they were looking forward to getting their doctorate. Again, we may laugh at that, but what do we do? How do we care about what people think about us and that we do a lot to make sure that they think highly of us? Do we drive certain cars? Do we live in certain neighborhoods? Do we wear certain clothes? Do we hang out with certain people? Do we name drop? On and on it can go. But the reverse is true too. Are we affected negatively by what people think about us? Do we go into a pit of dire desperation because people think we've failed? We've lost our home now. We're in bankruptcy. We're renting. And we think of committing suicide because of what others will think of us because we've failed. It's amazing how the puppet strings never get cut at any age. But if we want to be happy, we have to cut them. And the way we cut them in regards to what people think of us is we have to stop caring about whether people approve or disapprove of us. It's not that we're going to become callous and non-caring. It's just that in order to be happy, we have to let go of the strings that hold us to praise or blame. We have to let them both go. I know it may sound easy to let go of blame where they're attacking me, they're saying something mean. I'm going to ignore that. But we also have to ignore and not hold on to the praise that we get. And that can be hard to do also. And it can be very subtle because what we do is we look for or we solicit people's praise and we avoid and we go out of the way to make sure that people don't criticize us. Again, it's not that we're rejecting praise or ignoring criticism. It's just that we're not letting our lives be controlled by it. We're letting them go. We're realizing, do I want their praise? Do I want to accept their blame? Or do I want to be happy? It's a choice. We have to choose happiness over what others think of us. Again, though, it's not that we're not caring. It's just that we're not letting what others think of us control us. We're doing what we want to do because we want to do it. We're wearing what we want to wear because we want to wear it. We're driving what we want to drive because we want to drive it. All the things we do because we want to do them, not because people will be impressed by us or think lowly of us. We're just doing it to do it. I think a lot of people do this with their profession. For example, they may be in the medical profession, and though at times they like what they do, they're often doing it because of the prestige that goes along with it, where they might rather be an artist or a teacher. I mean, it doesn't really matter what you do. It's just we do things because we want to do them, not because of what other people will think of us. If we do things because of what other people will think of us, then we're puppets. And that makes life hard, and it makes for happiness to be more elusive, more unattainable. So, if we want to be happy, we have to cut those puppet strings. And those puppet strings are going to be there if we listen to and are affected by what others think about us. Again, it's not that we're trying to be rude. It's just that we're trying to be ingenuous, childlike, who we are because of the way we are. I remember hearing this story once about a man who was a very suit and tie type of businessman. He was very, very successful, but he knew he had a criticism that ran in his head about other people and the way they dress, particularly if they didn't dress in a business suit like he did. But because he was a wise person, he realized that he wanted to change his behavior about himself, this mental thinking. So what he did is, for 1 month, he dressed very flamboyantly. And he did it for an entire month. And it was funny, because at the end of that month, he liked it so much, he continued to dress that way for the rest of his life. So what can we do to cut our puppet strings? It's not hard. It's just we have to go through some steps. First, number one, we have to be aware of what the puppet strings are, who's holding them, what's affecting us. And with that awareness, then, two, we can begin to stop buying into them, stop listening to them. And the best way to do that is, number one, don't solicit comments from other people. And when we do get them, just kind of discount them. I mean, it's nice to get praise, and it can be hurtful to get blame. But if we just kind of flow with life and don't give so much credence to these criticisms and these praises, and instead we just live in the present moment, doing what we feel like doing right now because it sounds good to us, as long as it doesn't hurt another person, then life's going to go pretty well. It's really getting out of our heads, living in the present moment, and enjoying the journey of life and doing what sounds good right now. Yes, there's planning, and yes, there's caring for other people, but there's a lot less caring about what other people think about us and what happens if they start criticizing or praising us. We just kind of ignore it and realize it doesn't do us much good, and it can even be harmful. Even praise can be harmful. So with the awareness and then just not paying attention to it and living in the present moment instead, choosing to do exactly what we want to do because it kind of sounds like fun and something that we want to do right now, our life then will be free, free of the puppet strings, and we will have a beautiful life, an adventuresome life, and a happy life. Thank you for joining me on this week's Happiness Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. If you'd like to contact me directly, my email address is drpuff@cox.net. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.